Today's story, though, is about the enemy within. It's a very important story because I never thought that I'd see National Socialism appear in the United States of America. Right now, the most extreme wing of the Democrat Party are aping and mimicking the exact rhetoric of the National Socialist Party of Germany in the 1930s. They call themselves liberals, but ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, they are Nazis by every definition. On my website, I'm going to read you my headline. Dems declare Michael Savage a threat to national security and want him removed from radio using the same rhetoric as Hitler's National Socialists. See sponsors of Nazi bill moving through Congress, H.R. 3302. Now, if it was just left-wingers with their pressure groups saying these things, I would pay no attention to it. We are talking about a bill working its way through Congress that would declare Michael Savage, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and Bill O'Reilly threats to national security and remove us from the radio. Now, I want you to think about what that means. They're saying that people in the media who they disagree with are a threat to national security. This is the exact rhetoric that Hitler used in his march to take over Germany. If you don't understand the danger you are in, then you are an ignoramus. I have a list of the National Socialists who sponsored it on michaelsavage.com. The chief National Socialist or Nazi is Congressman Maurice Hinchy of New York. I never heard of this bum, but this bum, Congressman Maurice Hinchy, apparently is in an area near Woodstock, New York, which is astounding to me, that people in Woodstock, New York, who declare themselves such liberals, would actually want to take the American media and turn it into a government-owned media. I guess the liberals like Maurice Hinchy want the final solution for conservatives on talk radio. I never heard of this bum, but he's up there, and his name is Hinchy in Woodstock, New York area. Let's go down the list of this dastardly act, H.R. 3302. Here are the names of the National Socialists of today. Representative DeFazio, Peter, Oregon. Representative Bob Filner, California. Representative Alcee Hastings, Florida. Representative Marcy Kaptur, Ohio. Representative Barbara Lee, California. Representative Jim McDermott, Washington. Representative James Moran, Virginia. Representative Major Owens, New York. Representative Bernard Sanders, he's now a senator, Vermont. Representative Janice Schakowsky. Representative Louise Slaughter, Hilda Solis. Pete Starkey, California. Maxine Waters, California. Diane Watson, California. Lynn Woolsey, California. These are the Nazis of today. They are far more dangerous than the clownish neo-Nazis that march with swastikas, because these National Socialists mean business, and these National Socialists are congressmen, and these National Socialists are working a bill for the last 2 years that will endanger your freedom of speech, that in essence is the final solution for conservatives on talk radio who they declare are a threat to national security. It's called the Media Ownership Reform Act, or MORA. They say that they wanted to guarantee fairness in broadcasting. What they really mean is they've lost in the world of ideas. What they mean is the people hate their guts. What they mean is their ideas are out of step with the average American. What they mean is they want to make certain through power they assert their power. What they mean is they are the National Socialists of today. If you are a liberal in any of these districts, you have an obligation to send an immediate email to them telling them how ashamed you are of them, that they would try to take us off the radio because they cannot compete with us. Now, I invited Congressman Maurice Hinchy on this show to defend his attempt to legislate me out of business. That cowardly worm from New York refused to come on this show. The cowardly worm instead wants to worm his way through the back corridors of Congress. Now, I want to refer to something that I quoted in The Enemy Within that was written thousands of years ago about the enemy within. And I will quote it momentarily, but I want you to understand the danger you are in. Oh, today you may say, who needs you? Who wants you, Savage? I don't like you. I don't like Limbaugh. I don't like any of the others. I'm glad to see them trying to legislate you out of business and calling you a threat to national security. I warn you that tomorrow it could be your favorite liberal who was declared a threat to national security, who could be thrown off the air. But worse, they could move to put us in prison simply for expressing our viewpoint. And what's amazing, even more amazing to me, is that these worms, these national socialists like Hinchy, like DeFazio, like Alcee Hastings, these neo-Nazis of our time don't have the guts to take on Osama bin Laden, don't have the guts to take on the Muslim radicals in this country, don't have the guts to take on those who are actually killing people and killing our soldiers in Iraq. Instead, these worm-like congresswomen and congressmen instead spend all of their waking hours trying to take down their political opposition. I'm going to make a commitment to you on this show. If this bill, H.R. 3302, ever gets passed, and I am declared a national enemy or a threat to national security, I will lead 10 million people on Washington, not 1 million men. I'll lead 10 million people. I'll close Washington down. I'll bring every truck driver on the East Coast to Washington. I'll bring tanker trucks into Washington. I will shut that city down. You're not going to shut me off. You're not going to shut the people's voice off. We're going to shut you off if you keep this up. The man behind it all is George Soros. He is a billionaire centipede. He is funding these little men. He is definitely behind it, as sure as I am sitting here. This is the man who is the enemy of the freedom of speech, of freedom of speech. I'm warning you. Now, I said all I want to say. I'm going to ask you to simply go onto my website and download it and look at it yourself. And you'll see H.R. 3302, the list of national socialists who are sponsoring the so-called Media Ownership Reform Act. The chief prostitute is this guy I never heard of named Hinchy, who doesn't have the guts to stand up to me and argue with me and tell me why he declares me to be a threat to national security. He wouldn't come on the show. Now, what do you want to talk about? Any topic is fair game. I don't know what you want to talk. McGreevy, Governor Jim McGreevy is going to become an Episcopalian priest. How could this be going on in my country? How is this possible? How could a governor who embarrassed the governorship, his children, and everybody around him by coming out and saying he's a gay American, how could this man have the audacity to say he's enrolled in an Episcopal seminary in New York City? He's a lapsed Catholic, and he's entering a three-year Master of Divinity program at this. Could you play Where the Boys Are for me? I need a break. Just play Where the Boys Are, just for a minute. You know, there's probably a good reason for McGreevy to enroll in the seminary. And that is, it will reduce his cruising carbon footprint when you think about it. Think of how much gas he must have spent cruising those highways and byways in New Jersey. And now when he's inside the seminary, just think of it. The cruising carbon footprint is reduced to near zero. I think it's funny. If you don't, you know what? I'd like to give you a hand signal. That's what I'd like to give you. I'd like to give you a hand signal if I could, if you don't like it. Go ahead. Go report me to George Soros, the new Obersturmführer of the New World Order. Obersturmführer George Soros. Sieg Heil, Georgie.